by you. Okay. Pretty sensitive, though. Okay, could you state your full name for the record?
That's it, Robert Kaplan.
Robert Kaplan, and your date and place of birth?
Halifax, June the 11th, 1915, I'm sorry.
Mm. Okay, so what years did you attend St. Mary's?
1929 to 1936.
Okay, so you started in the high school program.
That's right.
Okay, with the Irish Christian Brothers.
Irish, say, take that easy now. The Irish Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm. What were they like as educators?
They were terrific, they really were. They had, of course, the president was Brother Sterling, and he was a big man. I guess he weighed about 300 pounds. Everybody seemed to be frightened of him because he had hands for hands, you know. And but I didn't find him that way. His heart was as big as his body. It was just fantastic. I had some very good friends up there.
Oh, yes?
I had a couple of ones that didn't like me, but as a rule, all the brothers were good.
Mm-hmm. What were the academics like at school when you were in high school?
Well, we didn't have that many students at the time. And, I guess there was some that were compulsory, like Latin, which I despised, and that's mm-hmm. what it is. But they were good. They were thorough. And you had to come up with your know-how or else. Because they were very quick with their hands, they were very quick with a chalk, they were very quick with a, number of things, because you had a duck. I took engineering eventually, you see.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you finished high school and went to the college.
That's right.
Yeah. How did the courses change then?
Well, they changed, but not so, badly. I took engineering. Mathematics was my forte. And, of course, I was a character, you see, at college. And I had a lot of fun. When, as I think I mentioned that, while I was there, I got Brother Connors to start a ball club against Bloomfield High, that's in the high school, and St. Patrick's, and there is Halifax County Academy, and we won the league. But I didn't get along with a couple of the brothers there, and eventually I made up my mind that I should leave. And the reason for that was so when I, as I told you, I had taken this trip to Boston and wanted to get their permission. And the president or vice president at that time, they weren't there. So I got a hold of Brother Connors and I told him my situation. The students were coming into school. And he said, yeah, I'll forward what you're telling me. I said, that's great. But anyways, while I was away, one of my buddies wrote me. He said, Bob, I think you got problems when you come back. So I thought he was kidding. I was gone 3 weeks, and when I did come back, I met the president, who wasn't Brother Sterling at the time, but I won't mention his name. He said, Bob, when did you get back? I said, I got back 3 weeks ago. He said, did you get my permission? I said, did you get my permission? No. Did you get the vice president's permission? I said, no, you're both away. You didn't get our permission. No. So they told me to leave. So after a while, my mother went up to plead the case, which was the worst thing she could have done. They got me to come back with the boarders every afternoon for study periods, weekends for study periods. So my morale broke down. So one day I went to work and I said, I'm not going down there to the study period. And then I started thinking, well, maybe I should. And a certain person came upstairs and said, Bob, they're waiting for you down there, downstairs. So I left my books up in the hallway, and I went down and I said, God, no, I said, I got to face my mother. So I went back to get my books, and they were hidden. So I went to work and grabbed a hold of this fellow, and that was it. So I said the best thing I could do was leave. And it wasn't the worst thing in my life, because I picked up things after that. And it was just going up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
So what was the discipline like from the brothers coming?
It really was. They were disciplinarians, believe me. Yeah. You had to study. It's not like today, if you don't study, fine, get out. That's the way it is now, I think it is. Yeah, but I don't know if any of the brothers are still alive. There possibly could be one, Brother Leonard, because he was much older than we were when we went to school. But the rest of them, there was two brothers there, and I said my buddies, there's three of us always together. And I said to them, you know, the two of them just don't seem to fit in here. And they're both friends of mine. And he said, oh, God, you're crazy, Bob. I said, no, I don't think I am. You know, they both got out and got married.
Yeah.
These two fellows, they were just different, you know. But it was, as they say, best years of your lives are right in school. So my brother would say, you can stay at school, but not in the same room.
Yeah. What were the rules placed on you?
Well, they were really tough, and but yet a lot of them had hearts as big as olive doors. Well, the rules weren't that tough. I used to be able to play handball with the best of them, and some of the brothers. There was Brother DeMar, who was exceptionally good, and there's Brother Kylie. They were exceptionally good, and of course I was ambidextrous, so I could use either hand, and I used to play against them. They were good. It made me a little better, too. The only way you can get better is playing against somebody better than yourself.
What were the recreational activities like at the school? What were they?
Well, recreation? Well, they were big in hockey at that time. They were big in football, and of course then we had track day for all the schools, for all the colleges downtown. But they had some good hockey teams, and in fact there's a few of the boys that are still alive. And they had a good football team, and I thought we had a pretty good baseball team for one season. But that was it.
Did a lot of the students play on the teams?
Or? Oh, yes. Yeah, they're all students. Yeah. There's a few Americans that were in. We used to play English rugby, and then they switched over to Canadian football. Well, to play Canadian football, you had to know the rules or else you'd get battered, and I got battered. You don't know the rules of any game. You can't play it well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have good coaching. And a lot of the coaches, they didn't know any more than you did, you see. Today it's different. They pay coaches, and they can pick out, I guess, the better athletes.
So what other things went on besides sports?
Well, they had their math classes, and of course, being the religion that I was, that I told them I was the only decent Irishman they had in the whole school. But I used to get off at 12. Of course, they had their religious period from 12 to 12:30 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, so we got along.
So you're not Roman Catholic?
No, I'm Jewish.
Oh, I see.
Imagine Boston Braves looking for a Jewish ball player at St. Mary's College. I was the only Jew there. That's right, they were looking for a Jewish ball player. Yeah.
So were there many people there that were not Roman Catholic?
Oh, there weren't too many, maybe a half a dozen.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come to go there?
Well, how I came to go there, surprisingly, my brother went to another high school. I won't mention the name, but and he's athletically inclined, too. And he went out for their soccer team, and the last day they let him go, and a friend of his came up to him, and he says, Herm, the reason you were let go, it wasn't on your ability, it was not on your religion. So right then and there, I said, well, I can go anywhere. So I thought it was St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Didn't matter to me.
No.
Yeah.
And
they were good.
Yeah. What role did religion play in the school when you were there?
What role?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Besides the half-hour religion class every day.
Well, I took all the different classes. And, oh, God, we had a brother, Kylie, and Andrew Kylie was the professor of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
and he used to talk out the side of his mouth. And I was up the head desk, and he'd be writing things and be talking, and he'd turn around and he says, "Now repeat what I said." Well, I didn't know what he said, so then I ducked the chalk, and everything else came after me. But as I say, you had to take it that way, and but they really didn't mean it. They just want you to study. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, at that time, of course, it was all men.
That's right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was, well, St. Mary's College was where St. Pat's is now. Yeah.
So your fellow students, you say they were boarders when you were there?
A lot of them were boarders, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from?
Some came from the States, some came from Cape Breton, some came from Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, there was, I don't know how many boarders they had. I guess they had about 35 or 40 boarders.
Mm-hmm. Out of a total population of about?
Well, there weren't that many at that time. I don't remember how many. There weren't that many students.
Mm-hmm. And what were the family backgrounds of the students that were there?
Excuse me. Okay. We call each other twice a day.
Oh.
He hasn't been too well. So.
So, let me see. We were talking about where the family backgrounds of students.
Well, I don't know. They are all, I guess, in the middle brackets. Same as myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one fellow that he had a problem as far as TB was concerned. You possibly would know this fellow because he just died 2 years ago. He wrote for the casket down in Antigonish.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I went to work and I brought him. He was laid up all winter and I brought him his homework every night. Went over as far as mathematics, because as I say, I was pretty good in mathematics. But he got through, and he got through pretty good, pretty good numbers.
Oh, that's great. Are there any events that took place when you were there that stand out in your mind, or activity?
Well, not really. I guess if they won a championship in hockey or football, which wasn't too often in football, but hockey, they'd proclaim a half holiday. But not when we won the baseball, because as I say, there's two of them that didn't care too much about it. And we didn't have that. We didn't even have our pictures taken. That's why there's no records of it.
Oh.
I did have a scrapbook, but that went by the board somewhere along the line.
Are there any personalities among your brothers that stand out in your mind? Any stories that you remember?
Oh, gosh, yes. I can tell you stories about almost everyone. There's Brother Murphy. And I went to work and I had to, there's a, this other chap who was a personal friend of mine, a fellow by the name Pat Falvey. He used to go to work and do my arm up in a sling so I wouldn't have to do any riding until my mother came up one day and I had forgotten to take a checkup because we used to pay every 3 months our tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Murphy said, "Mrs. Kaplan, how is Bob these days?" She says, "Well, what's wrong with him?" So he told her about his arm, you know. Holy soap, black as hell.
Yeah,
I didn't do any writing for about 3 weeks. But as I say, this Brother Connors, who was head of the, well, he became head of the baseball. And we got along very well. He was the coach. And I can remember if we were one of the games before playoffs. We had a fellow by the name of Brad McQuillan, who was third base. And anyways, he made an error and he started laughing after he made the error. It was the last time he played. Yeah, they took off the ball club, never went back. But we had a couple of good, pretty good ball players, but mostly all these fellows have passed on. I guess, as I say, I'm 78, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think young and people don't take me for my age, but I don't act my age either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other stories you remember?
Well, there's all kinds of stories. I can remember, sure, we were in a spelling bee, and I was in the spelling bee with late Jack Finley, who was a son of Dr. Finley. And anyways, we wound up in the tie. So, and there was a, well, like a playoff, and I remember missing out on the word phlegm. I didn't put the G in. So, of course, Jack won the spelling bee. Brother Murphy came over to me, he's, "Bob, thank God." That's why. He said, "Did you know what the prize was?" I said, "No, he just said a prayer beads." And that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
idea. But there was, oh God, they were, as I said on the whole, they were a great bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another time, of course, our clock up in the hall wasn't working, and I'd say to Brother, I said, "Well, time to shut the store today." 3:15 it was, but I said, "I think it's 3:30. We'd be out practicing while the rest of them were still in school." And they say, a character I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I want to cover.
Nothing. Is that all?
Anything else?
Okay. Well, I could talk for, I can tell you stories for ages, I guess. But anyways, I never regretted going to St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to pitch for them and played second base for them. And I was batting .397, which wasn't too bad, and I was ambidextrous, but I never pitched in the school league. I used to pitch in just one grade against the other. I used to pitch with my left hand sometimes. But anyways, you can't, you know, there's so many things that you'll remember, and there's just one.
Oh, great.
Okay.